SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coast to coast.
And we are back. Hour number two, Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. All right, Joe, it's time. I gave you a couple days. I told you prep. You're on the day before the Masters. You're going to get a chance, just like me and Cam always do on Wednesdays, to give the outrights for the tournament. But first, Joe, we have some other things to do before we get there. And since the Masters starts tomorrow, we have to get the preview from our man, Dubs Anderson, on the grid. Let's go.
It's Masters week, one of the most anticipated majors in recent times. We're headed to Augusta National to see who is good enough to don that green jacket. Could it be Scottie Scheffler going back-to-back, the first player to do so since Tiger Woods? Tiger Woods trying to prove that he's not done yet. And what about Rory McIlroy still chasing that career grand slam at the majors? And how can you go against John Rahm, the season he's putting together? To make it more exciting, the LIV golfers get a chance to square off with their old mates from the PGA Tour. And I give them a puncher's chance. DJ, a former winner here, Cameron Smith, still regarded as one of the best in the world, will get a chance to see some of the best young amateurs in the field this week. Some of the past champions, a little past their prime. And on the betting side of things, keep that in mind. Some of these players are making up the numbers. You can put a line through the bottom 20 on the board this week. I'd be going against the first-time starters. History suggests they're going to be up against it as well. Take a look at the golf course, Augusta National. They stretch it out in distance this year. They'll play it as a par 72 at 7,545 yards. They've added some length to the par 5 13th. A long golf course made longer. The key stats I'm looking at, strokes gained off the tee. You need distance, but you cannot overpower it. I'm looking at strokes gained on approach. You need shot making, but you need patience. You cannot go at every pin. And this is the Masters, the pinnacle in our sport. You need a bit of moxie. You need a bit of grit. You need short game. You need scrambling. Get up and down. Make a tough par, a tough bogey to keep your dreams alive. You look at past winners here, it is nothing but pedigree. It is going to take a heavyweight to get it done here on Sunday afternoon. You're going to need a certain level of metal and you will be tested. You cannot afford a weakness for 4 days of golf. For me, one of the most exciting majors we have seen in the last 10 years. All the heavy hitters and most of them coming in with a lot of form. For me, I'm looking at course history. I'm looking to the top of the board. It's the 2023 Masters. Go and get those tickets in.
There he is, Dubsy, looking festive too. With the green shirt, the whole situation there. And now, Joe, I know, because, look, we have some fun, me and you, on the radio show with the golf. I always give the picks on Wednesday. You kind of throw a couple guys out there. I know you're not really into it, but I'm always interested to hear who you're going to throw at me as your picks for the week. So before we hear from Tiger and Phil and these other guys, I want the Joe Lisi outright card for Augusta this weekend. Let's go.
I got six guys, Carver, and you heard Dub say
six
they added
pack.
About
you got a six pack.
Six pack. Wow. You heard Dubsy say they added about 72 yards to the course, right? That's important because you got to go with pedigree. So how about Mito Pereira at 110 to one? What do you think about? Yes, pedigree. Will Zalatoris.
No pedigree
we
there.
Talked about it with Cam. He's 44 to 1. What do you think about that? How about Billy Horschel? 230 to 1, Carver. What do you think about that? Huh? You don't like that. You know, I could tell you don't have any. How about this
you're
guy?
One for
Sergio
three so far.
Garcia. 190 to 1. He thinks it's 2016, 2015. Sergio Garcia, what do you think about that? And the last guy, Tommy Fleetwood, at 65 to 1, baby.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us. Like Joe, see, you're exactly what I'm talking about. You don't bet on golf all year. You love when the majors come around, and you want to take deep shots. I respect it. Go out there with the 190 like the to ones and the 220s to ones.
I play it like the Derby. I don't go chalk in the Derby, baby.
Okay.
Go big or go home. Trifecta. That's it.
I knew you weren't.
That's it.
I knew you weren't coming in here today with you know, Scottie Scheffler and Jordan Spieth on the card. Believe me, I knew that Joe wasn't going to bring those guys to the dance. What Mito's the toughest one for me out of your group, just because he hasn't played much. He's never
like
played here
Carver.
Before either. Which, as
mentally
Dub said,
prepared.
Not the first timers. Very difficult. For them on this track. It's very hard when you haven't played this course before. And there's so much pedigree and experience out there. I like two of yours. I always like Tommy Fleetwood in these spots. I think he's a good guy to back in a tournament like this, especially when we might have some weather this weekend. And as bad as Willie Z has looked, I'll always back Willie Z in a major until he gets one. Just because now's the time. Everybody's throwing him to the side. Willie Z can't do it. This will probably be the week that he does. We'll get into it further with Cam. Well, yes, go ahead, Joe. One last.
I was just going to say, Willie Z, when he was a rookie on the course, went to Masters and almost won it, right? So why can't Mito?
Willie Z is a tremendous player in the majors. He has got a lot of great finishes in all the majors and his ones in Augusta. So, yes, Joe. It is not out of reach to go after Willie Z here this week. All right, we will come back, and me and Cam will give our picks, the outrights and the first-round leaders. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on the grid. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Now, every week on Wednesday, we get set for that weekend's PGA Tour event with my man, the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart. He's been with me the last 2 days, but now he gets to be with me just for this, our weekly golf pick segment on C2C. But it's a special week, Cam, because this ain't the Valero. You know, this ain't the Valspar out at the Copperhead. This is the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. And it is time, Cam Stewart, for our Masters outright picks and the first round leader bombs. Let's go, baby. Let's ride, Cam. What do we got?
I'm watching Gary Player like sprinting like he's 8 years old right now.
What's going on over there?
What's going on? Hey, Gary, it's a golf. It's a par three tournament. It's not a friggin' Olympic race here. I told you, I met this guy at Augusta. I do 500 push-ups before you hit the alarm clock. I'm Gary Player. Horrell's buddy. What a guy. Thanks. Oh, thanks, boy. Gary.
I'm surprised. Hey, as we were saying in the break, I'm surprised they even let Gary on the course this week. The way he was torching Augusta National a week ago. I'm surprised he's even there. But he got the grandson out there today. I just saw him give him the big hug.
Look at this guy. High fives, jogging. Okay, we get it, Gary. You're in good shape.
Cam, let's go, baby. We've got a lot of outright picks. Give us the list here. I think you even got, it is a straight six pack for Cam Stewart this week at Augusta. Let's go.
I might add some more. And Carver, kind of like you, I built a couple parlays that I decided with Jason Day and a couple other guys, but these are guys that I'm betting. I love Spieth. I know a lot of people are saying I'm off Spieth this week. I don't care. It's his course history here, the way he plays this course. He's actually striping it pretty well. If his driver's not too loose, I love him. Xander Schauffele, when are you going to get it done? Maybe this week. But his track record, Carver, as you see at Augusta, impeccable. Second, third, you know, he hit one in the water. Should have won that year. He screwed up. Wrong club. Sungjae Im, if this course gets wet, we talk about, I want a guy who, like, absolutely stuffs pins. Hideki fits that mold, but I like Sungjae Im a lot more. Carver, I just found him at 41-1, too. That's an old number that I found. I was doing some searching, so I think Sungjae over 40 is really good to me. We got to have a couple bombs. I like Mr. Burns and two other guys we're talking about. Rose, I think, is a guy that could be in contention. And Patrick Reed, people are sleeping on him. He's the one live guy. Like, Patrick Reed should be 45 to one with his golf game at Augusta, not 70, 75 to one. So that's my six pack, buddy.
Yeah, he's only that price because A, everybody hates him, and B, he's on the live tour. That's the only reason why Patrick Reed, he just went shot for shot with Rory 2 months ago in Dubai. Yep. He can hang with these guys at Augusta this weekend. All right, here is what I am doing. And a couple of these numbers, Cam, I got today, believe it or not, this morning as some numbers adjusted a little bit. Here's the chalk. I always take one, but I'm going Rahm out of the chalk. Kind of getting a little disregarded here, I feel like, this week. Everybody's loves Scheffler. Everybody thinks, now I have a Rory ticket, I'm not going to lie. I told you the other day I built that crazy parlay. So I have some Rory stock, but I'm going to play Rahm. I am with you 100% on Spieth. He loves this place, former winner, and I like the he's won the last 2 years on Easter Sunday. As dopey as it seems, there's something to it, Cam. He's won the last 2 years, the Valero and the RBC. Maybe he makes it a hat trick this week. Sunjay M, Cam, 45 to 1 this
morning. Where'd you get that number?
I was able to grab him. I got 45 to 1. For Sunjay, also Willie Z at 45 to 1. So I knew there was a number that when it got that low, I was going to go to Willie. And 45 to 1 was that number for me. That's enough value that I'm going to have to jump in on Zalatoris. You know, the Irish Bear is on my card. Got him at 65 to 1, especially with some bad conditions this weekend. Maybe it'll be like when he won the British a few years ago. Patrick Reed, 75 to 1 for me. No doubt about it. He is the live guy that I'm going to back this weekend. And my long shot bomb, triple digit number, is Tom Kim, who I saw at 100 to 1 to win.
Love this thing.
I know he's been very trendy. I know everybody likes Tom Kim, and he's not as hot as he was at the end of last year. But I feel like even though he's a first timer, this course is kind of fitting for Tom Kim.
It's a great call by you, Carver. Another thing about Tom Kim. He actually has the iron game that will play well at Augusta. If you like Tom Kim, Carver, I had Taylor Moore, but you might want to do the plus 400 or plus 450 top debutante play with him too, maybe for a little insurance. That might make sense. If you like him at 100, you might as well put him there because I think the only guy that could beat him is Taylor Moore. Love your picks, buddy. We got three of the same guys. Let's just say if Spieth wins the Masters, me and you are going to be very, very happy, and maybe you can meet me in Buffalo at the casino. Where I'm going next week for a few days off with Mrs. Bear, and we're gonna hit that. We're gonna light that felt on fire, buddy. I'm gonna play so much blackjack. I'm gonna burn a hole in the felt. Let's go.
Forget Spieth, Cam. How about if we could both get Patrick Reed across the finish line on Sunday at 70 and 75 to 1? How about we both get him across the line? Forget Spieth. Give me Reed we'll be lighting the felt on fire. He'll be lighting Augusta on fire because that's the last guy they want to see put the jacket on again on Sunday at 6:30. They don't want any part of Patrick Reed at that place. All right, first round leader bombs. Thursday, Cam, is looking like the best weather day out of the entire weekend. So I'm not worried about these first round leader plays spilling over into Friday. They are going to get the first round in on Thursday. Yeah. So that is a good thing. I don't think you have to worry about morning wave or afternoon wave either. What do you like for first round leader?
I'm not as crazy as you, Carver. I give you more respect. Like, you got bigger ones than me, but I also know that's Jordan Spieth. He can win the whole tournament and he comes out of the gate hot. He's like a horse. He likes to take the lead. Give me him at 22 to 1. Tony Finau is a guy. I found a 32, but I put this together in the morning. 30, that's fine. Good enough for me. Tommy Fleetwood is your ultimate Thursday, Friday, Saturday warrior. Just when you have him on Sunday, that's tickets usually going to go into the fireplace. Justin Rose at 45. And two prices that you appreciate. Abraham, Carver's got questions. Abraham's got answers at 60 to 1. And my man Moops, top debutante, Taylor Moore, 100 to 1, first round leader. Also looked at Keith Mitchell. I am a wild party. I think he's going to come out of the gate well.
Now, you know I only play 50 to 1 or higher for first-round leaders. But but I'm making an exception with Spieth this week. I'm with you on Spieth at 22 to 1. I am going to be involved. Here's where I'm going. Big ball, 50 to 1 or more. Joaquin Niemann at 50 to 1 for a fast start out of the LIV Tour. Minwoo Lee at 55 to 1. Hoagie Sandwich can get hot
We saw it a couple weeks ago at the Players, 66-1. The little lefty with a big heart, Brian Harman, at 80-1. How about Gary Woodland at 90-1? Another live guy, a first round leader, classic for us before he jumped ship, Cam, and that's Kevin at 90-1. And we talked yesterday about Cameron Champ and how good he plays at Augusta, the only course in America where Cameron Champ is a good golfer. He is 100-1 for first round leader, and that will absolutely be on the
I'm adding Cameron Champ.
Let's go, Cam. Add it in.
That's a great pick.
Add it in, Cam.
Great pick. I love it, Carter. I love your guys. I was actually looking at Neiman, too. Like, I can't bet everybody. It's the worst, but we go for it. And Cam Champ, you said it. This guy actually tears up Augusta. His track record here is amazing. I might have to sprinkle on, like, a little bit of win in top 10, top 20 with C Champ. We'll see.
I'm in on the 30, and I think I could get in on the top 10 as well for Champ. That's how well he plays this course. Cam, we've had a good 3 days previewing this thing. I am extremely excited. And tomorrow, me and you will be on as they're coming down the stretch, the final groups. And these first-round leader bets are all going to – we might even be jumping in live on some first-round leader bets. What could they get back for the guys that don't hit? Cam, great job. Easy. I will see you tomorrow. Yes.
Our card will be 20 times the size of Joe's. Oh, yeah, also Carver, winner of nationality, USA, minus 130. I think an American wins.
I like it, Cam. All right, Frel, coast to coast. We're back with Coach on the Lions here after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is the Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. And it is Wednesday, and that means BetMGM Call Your Shot Wednesdays going on. BetMGM players who place a $25 anytime MLB home run prop bet get a $10 bonus bet to use on any MLB game. Log into your BetMGM Sportsbook on Apple or Android, opt into the MLB Call Your Shot Wednesday, and place a wager either as a pregame or live in the amount of at least $25 on any MLB game. Get a $10 bonus bet to use on any game. A lot of afternoon games today, but you do have Kansas City Toronto still on the table for tonight, so you could still get in for this week's Call Your Shot Wednesday at BetMGM. Speaking of BetMGM, it is time for the Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM. Of course, Coach James Young is with us as always in the second hour. Hi, Coach, how are you?
I am great. How are you? Great to be on.
We're doing good, buddy. Let's start with JoJo. I think we knew he was going to win, but he gave you that emphatic exclamation point to kind of just seal the deal and be like, all right, if there was ever any questions left still out there, I just finished it off with a 52-piece and a win over the Celtics.
Yeah, he wrapped it up. I mean, listen, every MVP has to have that performance. And, you know, Joker's missed some games the last week with, I think, the calf injury. So JoJo had to close and finish it out. So 52-point game, good for him. He should win the MVP. Obviously, the odds Carver High changed so much in the last 24 hours, which makes you believe it's over. But now it gets to the point now where, okay, you got the MVP. What are you going to do in the playoffs? Because this is what it's about now with the Sixers. They need to make a run. They need to get at least to the Eastern Conference Finals. And the bigger thing for them, Carver High, we talked about yesterday, is we both felt like they needed that win for their psyche. I don't care who played and who didn't play for Boston. Philly had to win last night. They got the win. Let's see now if they get into a seven-game series, can they beat Boston?
Well, that's the thing because, Coach, they're going to play. I mean, that is going to be the second round matchup. There's no way around it. Philly's not losing to the Nets in the first round, and Boston's not losing to whoever wins that play-in tournament or that first game, whether it's Miami or Atlanta or Toronto. I don't care who it is. Boston's not going to lose to those teams. They are going to play in the second round, and they needed as much confidence as possible, as you mentioned yesterday, to try to get them over that hump and know that they can beat them. And I think that they can. Can they beat them and Milwaukee? That's a whole other story that we'll talk about in a few weeks if it comes to pass. Western Conference, of course, it's crazy. A lot of teams were in the mix last night. The Lakers are the one we look at. Had a big lead in Utah. Blew a big lead. Let the Jazz back in the game. And they won it, so okay, whatever. But the problem is, Coach, they then had to really extend everybody last night. Like, if they just would have cruised and maybe not had to play LeBron that much in the fourth quarter, they're playing the Clippers tonight, big game, you would have thought, all right, cool. But they had to extend so much, and LeBron had to do so much into overtime just to get that win. That is not going to be good for them tonight.
No, it's not. I think it was a 10-0 run, including a crazy three by Kelly Olynyk to send the game into overtime. And let's be honest, LeBron did it by himself because AD decided that he wanted to shoot fadeaways and go out to the perimeter and not bully ball people in the post. Thank God for Reeves, who was fantastic for the Lakers last night. But now it sets up the game, right? This is the game of the night. Lakers, Clippers, tied in the loss column, playing tonight at 10. And now LeBron and AD, who should have been a go from the jump if they would have blown out Utah like they were supposed to, now are game time decisions. So now we have to wait and see if LeBron and AD play. I have this feeling that the Lakers are going to find a way to six. You've been fading the Clippers as well. They're not the same without PG-13. They're kind of like a mismatch of guys on that roster. If LeBron and AD play, I think the Lakers actually going to steal it.
Yeah, I'm out, Coach, on the Clippers. I'm out. I was there for a little while, but I just don't think that they're going to beat some of these teams that they might have to come up against. And I think the Lakers are, at this very hour, I think they're better, a little bit better than the Clippers, which I didn't think a few weeks ago or months ago, that's for sure. All right, Coach, what do we got for tonight? The lion's share picks, NBA, good slate we have.
We're getting to a point in season, Carver High, where you got to find the matchups, who's playing who and what. First game, we're going to go with the Knicks, -4.5 at the Pacers. I get it. The Knicks are not playing Jalen Brunson tonight, but they're fabulous on the road, 35-16 against the spread the last 51 road games. Pacers are 1-4 against the spread the last five home games, 4-1 against the spread the last five meetings at home. The Knicks have enough guards between Quickly and others to get it done. Give me the Knicks -4.5. Next, big game tonight. Bulls, I'm going to take them plus the points, +7.5. Why? Number one, Milwaukee's on a back-to-back. Two, the Bulls stunk up the gym. Three, they still can get to the eighth seed. So, and four, if Milwaukee's got nothing to play for, who's going to play? Bulls are 5-1-1 against the spread the last seven road games. Bucks are 2-5 against the spread the last seven games at home. Give me Chicago to keep it close. Next, we're going to go to the Pelicans, -6.5 versus the Grizzlies. Another team's got something to play for in the Pelicans. Grizzlies, 5-12 against spread the last 17 road games, 1-4 against spread the last five games overall on a back-to-back. Pelicans, 7-1 against spread the last eight games overall, 7-2 against the spread the last nine home games. Pelicans, minus points. Last, Quentin Grimes. Now, this is not plus money, right? I'd rather get it at 2.5 with a little juice, but it's 3.5. I still think he does. He's gone over 3.5 made threes in over half of the games this year. Has made average of five threes in the last six games. Gone over in five of the last six, I should say. No Randall, no Brunson. He's a catch and shoot guy. Poor defensive team in Indiana, but not a lot to play for. Maybe they're tanking. Give me Quentin Grimes over 3.5 made threes at plus money.
There you go. The lion's share plays from Coach Young as we get ready for tonight. Couple of other games of importance. Now, the Nets lost last night at home to the Timberwolves. That combined with the Heat winning means Nets only one up on Miami for that sixth slot. But they go to Detroit tonight, Coach, where everybody's been beating up on the Pistons. 11.5 is the number. The big spreads, actually, a lot of the dogs covered last night. I mean, there were some heavy spreads around the league. Dogs were getting it done. Do the Nets cover 11.5 in Detroit?
I think it's too many points, Carver High. It's my concern. I looked at it. I looked at it really closely. I think it's too many points. Detroit has been god-awful, but they were in the game with Miami last night until the last, like, 3 minutes. So they can hang around right now, especially the way that Jay Nabi was last night. I'm staying away. It's Detroit plus the points or nothing for me.
Seems on the surface like there's not much at stake between the Raptors and the Celtics in Boston tonight, but that is not the case, Coach. The Raptors are tied straight up with Atlanta for that, I believe it's the 8th spot, which means you only got to win one game to get yourself in. So this means something to the Raptors. They're getting 3.5. Boston played last night in Philly. I think this is a big spot for the Raptors tonight, or do we get an upset Celtics team that will take it out on them?
Usually you would think upset Celtics team, but they really have nothing to play for, Carver. Like, are they going to rest some of their guys tonight? You know, Marcus Smart is questionable. Tatum's questionable. Brown is back in the lineup tonight. I think they sit some of the guys. This is a must-win for a Raptors team that I think, I'm going to go on record, I think Nick Nurse is gone after this year. I think he made some comments lately, but this is a big spot. I actually think Toronto steals it and wins outright in Boston.
Mavericks really on one of their last breaths here, Coach. They are still on the outside looking in. They have the Kings coming into Dallas tonight. Kings got a win last night in a game that really didn't matter to them. There's another game that doesn't really matter to them. Dallas is laying 6.5 now. There's no shot I would ever do that. But let me ask you this way. Will the Mavericks even win the game outright tonight at home against the Kings?
No. We both been fading that team. I'm done with them. I mean, listen, you may have to get the AD defibrillator out at halftime to shock this team back into shape. They're a hot mess. Luka wants Brunson. Kyrie don't want Dallas. Cuban's on Shark Tank. Jason Kidd is, I don't know, back to coaching like Jason Kidd. I think the Kings cover spread, and I won't be shocked, Carver, if they steal it.
Man, I mean, that is... The Mavericks are just so embarrassing, Coach. It really is amazing.
They're like the Knicks. They're like the Knicks of a couple of years ago.
The Laker line right now is 3.5. They're getting 3.5 from the Clippers. So you want to follow the money, whatever you want to do there. But 3.5 is the number for the Clips. I might go on the Lakers even if one or both of, if one of them doesn't play, I'm still going on the Lakers. If they both don't play, Coach, it's probably a stay away from me.
I agree 1,000%. And here's the key thing. If LeBron's playing, you're definitely taking the Lakers. I think AD, Charmin Soft, shows up tonight and plays.
I got more faith in LeBron showing up with his bad tire than I do with AD. I just got a lot more faith in him. Coach, let's get it tonight. I will talk to you tomorrow. Only a couple days left in the regular season. The Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you aboard with us there today, Joe. Let's finish up the Masters, only because I just want to hear from Tiger and Phil before they're the guys. I mean, everybody loves Tiger and Phil. They're not going to win this week at Augusta, but they always bring attention. That's for sure. Now, yesterday, Joe, we played a clip of Tiger basically like looking un-Tiger-like. Like even last year when he came back, he gave you so much confidence. Like, no, I'm here to play. You know, I'm here to win. And yesterday was, well, you know, I'm not sure how many more of these I have left. And I'm not sure if I could still, you know, go out there as often. A beaten down Tiger heading into Augusta this week. Here he is. He thinks he could still compete, but he doesn't sound very confident about it.
That's what this tournament allows us to do is pass on knowledge and gain knowledge from the past and apply it. And whether I'm a threat to them or not, who knows? You know, people probably didn't think I was a threat in 19 either, but it kind of turned out okay.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, that's not, and even even you've seen Tiger for decades now. That is not the Tiger you normally hear. Even in his comeback last year, he usually speaks with a lot of confidence going into a major, which is the only thing he plays anymore anyway. That just seems like he's like, what am I doing here, is how he sounds that in that clip.
Looks beaten up, Carver. He looks like Superman when Lex Luthor put the kryptonite around his neck. Yeah. He looked terrible. He looked beaten up. Just no confidence.
And
maybe he's like backed into a corner, like, you know, a dog searching for food right in the alley. And, you know, maybe he just sees, maybe we should bet him and Sergio Garcia. You know what? I might go contrarian and jump on Tiger just based off that. Maybe he's playing rope-a-dope.
I'm going this way with Tiger. I want absolutely, there's a billion Tiger props out there. We put them all up yesterday, me and Cam. There's tons of them. I don't want any part of any of them. I was willing to have a little fun if somebody, like, you know, boosted up a make the cut or something like that. I don't even think I want that at this point. Just listening to him, I'm staying away. Now, he should make the cut. He's made the cut, I believe it's 22 out of 23 times or something like that. He's only really got to beat 20 guys. There's 86 guys. There's about 50 make the cut. 10 to 12 of those guys are old seniors who are just there for ceremonious reasons. I'm not getting involved at all with the Tiger stuff. It's just too much bad juju with the way that he's talking. Yeah. But this other guy that I'm about to play, who everyone used to love, maybe not so much anymore, he is getting all the juice for miss the cut. I don't know if I've ever heard anyone say that. I've heard people say Phil Mickelson is going to finish last at the Masters.
List. This week.
That's how down everyone is on Phil Mickelson. And here he is, Joe, yesterday. He loves being in Augusta.
It is my favorite week. So being here, Phil, and being a part of it and being able to experience this great place and what it means,
Skeletor look to him,
is so fun. Phil. Because as a kid, you know, you grow up dreaming about being a part of this. You dream of winning it, being in contention, and then when you actually are a pro and you are playing here, you're like, wow, I want to be a part of this every year.
Got all those Live logos,
you know,
and team logos.
That's the coolest thing about,
I'm sure they love that,
having won here, is that you're part of this event and part of the history. And
the history.
It's a really, really special thing.
Magnolia Road at the Masters.
He looks like he lost about 18 days worth of parlays. I mean, he looks like he hasn't eaten in weeks.
He does look like he's lost a lot of weight. There's no question about that. He looks like he's lost a lot of weight. And
Carver,
everybody's on him to miss the cut.
You know who
you just said you wanted to go contrarian with the Tiger stuff?
Tiger.
I'm going to go with Phil.
No.
I'm going to go with Phil to make
the
cut.
He's washed up.
Make
the
cut.
He's on the live.
That's it.
No, make the cut. He's like David Hasselhoff. Washed up on Baywatch. Come on.
Just make the cut. That's all I'm going to do with Phil. Everybody's down on him. I'd rather take Phil right now just to make the cut because I get a better price, too.
Yeah, but let me ask you this, Carver. You said it with the live golf. There's no competition. He hasn't been competing for a year. These guys, they finished dead last. They're still making money. Why are you going to back him?
I'm just going to back him to make the cut, Joe. I'm not backing him to win the tournament. I'm not backing him to even win a matchup. I'm just backing him to be playing on Saturday. That's it. I would not play him anywhere else under any circumstance. He's been abysmal playing in those live tournaments, if you even take any stock in it. But I will not. I will take a shot with him to get through at least Thursday and Friday and maybe play. Just because everybody – that's just because, Joe, I haven't heard one person say he's going to make the cut.
He looks like he's been eating kale and Tic Tacs for about 8 months straight.
It's like the first or second most bet prop on the board is Mickelson to miss the cut. I'm not getting involved in it. I am going to go after it and try to play the other side. Scheffler had the dinner last night, which you said, what was your menu? Chicken francais
was
and meatballs, right?
No, appetizer, meatballs, Caesar salad, no anchovies and croutons. Main course is chicken franchise. And it's got to be light. I want it lightly floured, not heavy with the flour. And a side dish of rigatoni with the pesto. Pesto has to be light, can't be dark.
The light pesto. We'll make sure that the chefs in Augusta know all about that. Here's Scheffler talking about the dinner. We'll try to get a little personality out of Scotty here. Here we go.
I'll definitely get emotional. I wish I didn't, but I always do. I don't know what it is. The weight of everything kind of hit me as I was leaving the locker room there, setting up for the dinner. And I was like, oh boy, I'm like, here it comes. And so I'll definitely get emotional. I still can't believe I'll be sitting in that room. And so it'll be fun. It'll be special. How rare is it to get everybody like that in a room where it's just us? There's nobody else. There's the chairman and then there's us. And it's such a cool tradition, and I'm just excited to see how it goes. I'm excited to see everybody. I'm excited for the dinner. I'm excited just to hear stories. And like I said, hopefully we'll have a good time. I know we're going to have some good food, and it'll be a special evening.
A special evening with the cheeseburger sliders. There you go. All right, Joe, most popular prop bets at the Master. Any LIV Tour player to win is plus 500. I do not like that bet, Joe, because I think there's only two LIV guys or three that can actually win, and I would just rather go play them individually. I don't need to have any of the other LIV guys with me for plus 500. Hole-in-one in round one tomorrow, plus 750. Why don't we have fun with that, Joe? You want to go hole-in-one tomorrow, plus 750?
Not enough.
You not enough. 750
is good. Like, it should be at least not 12 enough. To 1.
Not enough. No. The Albatross is 12-1. And Gordon Sargent to be the top amateur is at plus 130 on the board there. So there you go, Joe. All of the Master cuts. Tiger to miss the cut is now plus 150. And Phil to miss the cut is now minus 125. But that's moved down. The Phil to miss the cut now minus 125 to that point. I will play him to make it. On the other side of it. Masters, we are all set, ready to go. Baseball, now, Joe, let me give you a couple updates on some things that have happened here while we've been talking about the golf. We have finals. Brewers ended up beating the Mets 7-6 in Milwaukee. Wow. So a win for the Brewers. They sweep the Mets away as Mitchell hit a homer in the ninth, little walk-off style for them. Pirates did beat the Red Sox. Rangers beat the Orioles 5-2. We already know that the Braves and the Yankees and the Rays won, et cetera. Right now, look at this, Joe. Bottom of the second, 2-1 Angels. We got three runs on the board already in the second inning in Seattle with Let's the mighty go. Ohtani on the mound. They hit him for one in the first inning, Joe. All right, let's go here,
Cracked
baby.
Cracked right
seven.
Through, baby.
Let's get over that seven.
That's it. Cracked right through on Ohtani. Let's go. Let's put up a five spot. Let's get it by the third or fourth inning. Let's get it over.
Let's get it before we finish coast to coast. Let's have that ticket at the window by the time we get out of here after next hour. White Sox lead the Giants 7-1, top of the ninth. Scoreless, Joe, bottom five in Oakland between Cleveland and the Athletics. Live total of 3.5, Joe. 3.5 in the fifth inning. They're flying through. Plus 105 to the over on the live board. Take the live.
You can't get 3.5 in the next four innings.
Scored 22 runs the other night combined.
I
can't get
How
Joe
low
in. Can... Thought we'd be able to get
I
Joe
I don't know.
In
I feel
point.
Like they're sucking us in on that 3.5. We'll take it. They'll probably win 2-1.
There you go. That's for sure. We'll see. We'll keep our eyes on Seattle and the Angels as well. All right, last night, there's just a couple things I wanted to bring up. I know everybody played this afternoon. They've all kind of played a game since then, but some things need to be highlighted. One of them is Sandy Alcantara from the Marlins, the reigning NL Cy Young Award winner. Joe, a 1-0 win, complete game shutout, nice and tidy in 1 hour and 57 minutes, cover to cover for Alcantara last night against the Twinkies. Here is Sandy. He just knew he wanted to finish this one out.
You know, I mean, I don't like walks anyone. So, you know, I mean, I feel so bad that game when I walked four people. So, and today my mentality was, you know, just go outside, you know, fair piece for try, you know, attacking the hitter, you know, and try to finish him.
Tremendous effort. Did he make, that's right, made you some money last night,
year.
Right, Joe?
Last year
he did too.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was
he
a
gave
big
you
part
that
of
one
that.
In June.
Yes.
He gave you that Alcantara Cy Young pick in June when he was still plus
money. I gave
money.
You your props. I gave you your props. Baseball's all you.
Maybe he'll do it again for you here. Of course, he's the favorite at 5-1. He's going to pitch like he did last night, Joe. That's going to be like minus money by June. So 5-1 for Alcantara. With a lot of guys behind him that are shaky. Scherzer's had a bad start already. Burns got whacked around today. Strider, I don't think he's ready quite yet for that. Everybody's on Zach Gallen. I mean, he plays for the Diamondbacks. Verlander's hurt. I think that it's tough to bet 5-1 with 6 months to go in the season. I think he's going to win again, especially with the way he threw last night. I know it's two starts, Joe, and maybe we're jumping to conclusions, but he's the best pitcher in the National League by a mile.
He is. Could the team score more than basically, you know, two or three runs when he's on the mound? If that's the case, if they could give him like an average of four or five per game, he's going to win some. I mean, that's the problem, though, Carver, right? What do you have? Nine losses last year? What do you have?
Yeah, I think that. But the one thing is that the charts and graphs nerds have kind of eliminated wins and losses out of the stats for the Cy Young Award. You know, we've seen guys win with 10 wins. We've seen guys win at DeGrom, Felix Hernandez. You've seen guys with low win totals win the Cy Young now. So I think it's more about ERA, whip, shutouts, strikeouts, Ks to nine. So he has all those measurables. Joe loves that. Measurables. He's got all that stuff. So I don't think it matters that his team can't score any runs. He's already won it once, and I think you're getting him at 5-1 right now. I mean, that's the best you're going to get him all year if you want to put a ticket on the NL Cy Young. All right, Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe in for Scotty. We'll come back this day in Carver High history next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High, Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. It is time for this day in Carver High history. We'll start in 1967 today. Will Chamberlain sets an NBA record, 41 rebounds in one game, Joe. Your boy was cleaning the glass that night. 1972, Major League Baseball regular season fails to open due to a player strike. For the first time in history, they would lose 86 games, 84. Kareem breaks Wilt. There we go. We lost it. All-time career scoring mark, 31,421 points. 87, Gretzky wins his seventh straight NHL scoring title. 89, Orel Hershiser's consecutive scoreless inning streak ends at 59. 1990, John Stockton reaches the 1,000 assist mark for a third year in a row. 92, Stanford beats Western Kentucky to win the women's national championship. 93, North Carolina beat Michigan for the Tar Heels' third national title. 2004, UConn beat Georgia Tech to claim the men's title. Emeka Okafor being named most outstanding player. 2005, Baylor beat Michigan State for the women's title. How about 2010? Duke beats Butler 61-59 to win the championship. Butler, the ultimate underdog story, and they fall just short.
It's Hayward pulling it down, getting around Zubac at midcourt, launches the shot. Oh, it almost went in! Almost went in, and Duke is the king of the dance, 2010.
Everyone was rooting for that kid on Butler to hit that shot. Everybody wanted to see Duke lose that night. UConn beats Syracuse, the women in 2016. Westbrook, first NBA player in NBA history to average a triple-double, third consecutive season in 2019. 2021, Baylor beat Gonzaga that undefeated Gonzaga team, which made us rip up a lot of tickets 2 years ago. We were very upset with that. We will come back. Hour number three, coast to coast. Lots of NBA for tonight. We have one baseball game for tonight. We have hockey. A lot to do on the grid right after.